Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Good morning to you, Leo Laporte here. It is 6:31 Pacific Coast time, and it's 9:30 in New York City. And Microsoft is about to announce Windows Phone 7. We're going to give you live coverage of the Windows Phone 7 launch announcement. They are streaming it live, so we'll watch in. Paul Theriot is there, and we'll report in afterwards and give us some idea of what's going on. WindowsPhone7.com is Microsoft's website, already up to show you Windows Phone 7. We already know some of the carriers. Some of this has leaked already, including Samsung, which, of course, made the prototype phone that Paul Theriot and others had, other developers, early developers had. I'm just going to pull up the video so we can start watching. Looks like AT&T will be the launch partner. It's a little bit of a question mark. What's going to happen to T-Mobile? Because T-Mobile is apparently making an announcement, but we're not sure exactly what their announcement's going to be. I am looking for this video stream here. It is a Silverlight stream, of course. And a moment ago. Lots of live blogs as well, of course. There it is. This is Twit Live special number 40, October 11th, 2010, the launch of Windows Phone 7, live from New York City at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, Microsoft. We had to get up early here. I know it's okay, though, for you in Europe and on the East Coast, maybe even. As we mentioned, there already been some leaks of devices. We've seen a number of them, 800 by 640 in many cases, which is quite a large display. This is Microsoft's own stream from their Windows Phone newsroom of the Live press conference. As you can see, they're testing the closed captioning and playing cool jazz. This breaking news coverage is always brought to you by our friends at Slingbox. Check out a Slingbox demo today at Best Buy or visit slingbox.com for more information. Slingbox allows you to hook up your television system to the internet. What a crazy concept. So no matter where you go, you can watch your local TV, your local news, your local sports, even DVR programs on your iPhone, on your iPod Touch with Wi-Fi, your BlackBerry, your Android phone, your Windows and Mac laptop. All you have to do is get a Slingbox today at a Best Buy near you. It really is an amazing product. Keep your eye peeled for Paul Theron in the audience. This is a big story because Microsoft really fell behind in the smartphone race. Its Windows Mobile operating system losing market share to Android, to Apple, to BlackBerry, even to Nokia. Nokia is the dominant Windows phone, smartphone, I should say, operating system in the world with 41% of the market. Apple only has 14%. But Microsoft's share has tumbled. And that's why Microsoft decided to scrap its existing Windows Mobile platform and start from scratch. We've been hearing a lot. There have been a lot of leaks about Windows Phone 7. Samsung has its first, the Omnia 7. All the devices I've seen so far have 5-megapixel cameras, front-facing cameras, 800 by 480 screens. Samsung's going to offer an AMOLED screen. Very high-resolution screens. And they'll be using that Metro interface that Microsoft first introduced in the Zune HD. Xbox Live will also be a part of Windows Phone 7, and that's going to be a big selling point. Thank you for that. We'll get that. We'll put that VLC link up. Thank you, CompMike. That would be a better link, wouldn't it? Oh, my camera. I got to turn that camera. That camera's blinking. Blinking 12. Yeah, it's pretty typical that Microsoft establish a hardware reference platform that others must follow, and that's why I think you're exactly right. You're seeing a standard kind of hardware. T-Mobile has just announced its HD7, according to our chat room, on their Facebook page. Let me fix that. We're waiting for somebody from Microsoft to take the set, the stage. It's a little early for me, yes. Can you paste that link in again, Comp Mike? This is the Facebook
and gentlemen,
page.
Our presentation will begin in just 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you. I will paste that into my VLC player here. Oops. And we'll get a nice clean video of that. This is kind of fun to do this. We've done it so many times for Apple. Finally give Microsoft their fair share, their fair due. That's the Microsoft URL is opening here. Breaking news coverage of the Windows Phone 7 launch. And I showed you earlier, this is the Samsung, or rather the T-Mobile device from HTC. It looks a lot like an Evo, even with that kickstand there. 4.3-inch screen. We're seeing a variety of screen sizes for these devices. I'm not getting a... This URL is not kicking in for me. Might have to go back to the silver light. Sorry about that, gang. Get back to that cool jazz. But those of you who have who want to watch the stream directly instead of via our video, you can always watch that directly. I'll be talking over on top of the Microsoft folks anyway. Here we go.
And it is an exciting opportunity for us to have a chance to be
Steve Ballmer on stage
to show this very different kind of a phone. In a sense, you could say the differences in the Windows Phone are as much about not just what you're going to do with the phone, but how you're going to do it. We've really put our energy and our design creativity into bringing to do with the phone, the things that but you how know. You're going to do it. We've really put our energy and our
I guess VLC
design
kicked
creativity
in. Thank you.
into bringing together the things that you love. We've focused in on the way real people really want to use their phones when they're on the go. We want to let you get in, out, and back to life, and have that be as fast and simple as humanly possible. We set out to build a phone that was thoroughly modern. Modern in the hardware that it used, modern in its design principles, modern in the way that it embraces what people do today with internet services and the like. And we hope you'll agree that with all of that in mind, we've taken a very different tack at the same time. We think there's a lot of things that you'll see today that'll help you understand how the Windows Phone is different. But I'd focus on two key themes: always delightful and wonderfully mine. Always delightful. We wanted the Windows Phone to be delightful across a range of different hardware devices, through a range of different scenarios, and across a range of different applications and experiences. We wanted it to be that way across for the consumer and for the developers who will build a growing set of Windows Phone applications. We wanted the Windows Phone to be always delightful for you, whether you were looking for a place to eat, reading mail, catching up with friends, or making a phone call, for example. We also
Bill Meek says, always delightful, wonderfully mine reminds him of a bath product. It is that magical, revolutionary stuff that Apple is spewing as well, these kind of meaningless adverbs.
I can represent me in this device. I'll put up here on this screen my phone, the way I have made the Windows Phone wonderfully mine, with my pictures, with my email, with my friends, with my son, the lacrosse player, with my trip report notes that I'm taking at all the time. It's my start screen, my friends, my activities, my world, and of course, my avatar at the end of the day.
Many analysts have said this is a do-or-die product for Microsoft in the smartphone space, and I think you'd have to agree that they've fallen behind not only Apple and Android, but even RIM and Nokia, some might say.
We wanted to really allow
that. Here are the devices.
And yet also to bring that together with a set of devices that could be wonderfully mine. Hardware for my needs.
It's a total of nine new devices.
My keyboard, my weight, my size, my camera, my speakers.
All right. It's got to be. I get it. It's yours, Steve.
And the diversity in experience and yet the customization for me is very important. We'll have nine phones available when the Windows phone
is a slider keyboard phone
in the United States in November. Nine different
Looks
phones.
Like one of those.
There's a range of phones here from LG, from Samsung, from HTC, and from Dell. You see phones with keyboards. You see phones that can, like the LG phones, that can play to TV.
That's a DLNA is built into the LG phones.
Super beautiful screens. Like the beautiful screen
the Samsung,
on this Samsung,
AMOLED.
The AMOLED screen. Very large screens, as you see on this HTC device right here. And, of course, ruggedized for the hardest user-type phones like this Dell device. We give you the ability off of a number of these phones from LG to take your world and play it on your TV.
Carriers for this worldwide include America Movil, AT&T, Deutsche Telekom, Movistar, O2, Orange, SFR, Singtel, Telstra, and in Australia, Telus, T-Mobile, USA, and Vodafone.
Always delightful across each and every one of
all the phones feature a gigahertz Snapdragon processor from Qualcomm.
Have consistent delight. And yet have people be
they do say next year Verizon and Sprint will also carry these phones.
Their own.
And Microsoft stores and Amazon will be selling the phones as well as the carriers.
In this endeavor by a broad set of partners from around the world. Not only the hardware manufacturers who build these beautiful devices.
And there's that list.
We'll also have over 60 mobile operators around the world offering these devices in more than 30 countries. The operators across the world play such an important role.
You're watching Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, the launch of Microsoft's Windows Phone 7. They haven't set a date yet, although it is commonly accepted that November 8th these phones will become available. AT&T and T-Mobile will be the carriers in the U.S. You see the worldwide carriers behind us, Steve, right now. Don't know about the worldwide launch dates. Don't know about prices
the support of yet. Our operators. With that, I'm going to turn things over to Ralph De La Vega, President and Chief Executive Officer for AT&T Mobility and Consumer Markets, key launch partner for Microsoft here in the United States for the Windows Phone. Please welcome Ralph.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Steve. On behalf of everyone at AT&T, congratulations on a great Windows Phone 7. You know, this is an
I think they timed it with the launch of Conan O'Brien's show on TBS, as a matter of fact. As we prepare to launch Microsoft is spending $400 million on this launch. Huge amount of money.
AT&T and Microsoft have a long history of working together.
And that means, I'm sure, a massive ad blitz.
That we've achieved. Together, we launched the first Windows mobile device back in 2003. And a few years later, AT&T joined with Microsoft.
You may remember Ralph from his recurring role on Magnum PI.
Back then, we had our share of skeptics. They didn't think we could launch an entirely new TV experience. But our
job is to think Paul's thinking that right now.
And meeting them with innovation. And just last week, AT&T UVerse TV was ranked the highest customer satisfaction by J.D. Power in every single region where we were eligible. And here we
I guess
go
this
again.
Is I guess this is the deal with AT&T. You get to come on stage. Please come on stage, but you get to plug you first.
We have more smartphone customers than any other U.S. carrier, and we also offer the widest...
You know, it'll be very telling to compare the wireless performance of a Microsoft phone on AT&T to the iPhone on AT&T. This is AT&T's chance to prove it isn't their network.
We knew it was going to be a winner. The user experience, like you have seen, is unlike anything that we have seen. It's an awesome experience. It's a unique, fun-to-use interface that gives you super fast access to content and data on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. Microsoft has done a great job in making the user interface fun, fast, and personal. And whether it's content on your home screen or integration with Uverse TV and Xbox, the Windows 7 experience is built around you. And we back up that experience by providing a consistent high-speed network experience, which will only get faster and better as we move towards 4G. Today, I'm proud to announce that beginning on November the 8th, Windows Phone 7
will be
the cornerstone of our leading smartphone
portfolio. That is the date, in fact.
And we'll be launching not one, not two, but three amazing new devices from LG, from HTC, and from Samsung. First up, it's the LG Quantum. The Quantum features a 3.5-inch capacitive touchscreen, a 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor, and 16 gigs of onboard storage, plus a fantastic QWERTY keyboard that is one of the best that we have ever tested. The LG Quantum is a great device featuring a full physical keyboard, a great fit for messaging-centric customers or email-heavy mobile pros. The Play 2 app uses DLNA technology so you can wirelessly stream content to compatible TVs, Windows 7 PCs, and other devices. And we're going to price the Quantum at $199.99.
$200,
next
very
is the
comparable.
HTC Surround.
This is the one I'm interested
in. It's the perfect device for media and gaming enthusiasts. It features a
3.8-inch
capacitive
touchscreen.
16 gigs of onboard storage
and there's the
with
thickness.
A 1 gigahertz
it's got
Snapdragon
a big old
processor.
Speaker.
And a 5-megapixel camera. It's also the only smartphone with two Dolby Surround sound speakers
surround
that slide
sound
up
phone.
To deliver a unique and compelling multimedia experience. You have got to hear this.
Interesting how they're positioning these phones, of course. Now you have the business phone.
It even features a kickstand on the back.
The toy phone.
Set it down and listen
media
to the
phone.
Music,
Dolby Surround in a phone.
Or enjoy watching videos. We'll talk more about video content in a minute.
Looks like a Samsung on the right there. The AMOLED screen kind of outshines the others. Also $200 for the
Finally,
HTC.
Finally, the Samsung Focus. The headline here is that the Focus will have the best-looking screen on any Windows phone. It's got a 4-inch Super IM OLED screen.
I like the bigger screen. I have to say, this might be the phone for me if I were going to get AT&T.
It is simply amazing, and Windows Phone 7 brings it to life. It has a 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor. Yeah,
these will all have the same processor.
Storage,
8 gigs of RAM instead of 16.
Also the thinnest Windows phone in the U.S. at just 9.9 millimeters. And we're pricing the Samsung Focus at $199.99.
So the price is $200 across the board.
In fact, have at least a full gigahertz processor and have several other great standard features under the hood. And we're thrilled
I believe these are all 800 by...
Focus
480 screens,
and the HTC Surround,
despite
and
the
different Quantum just a few weeks later.
Sizes of the screen.
But that's not all. We know that our customers love
yeah, not RAM storage. Thank you for the correction.
Business
absolutely.
And entertainment. And today we're announcing a new entertainment option for Windows Phone customers. Uverse Mobile is an application we launched earlier this year to let our Uverse TV customers download and watch hit TV shows on their smartphones.
And I would presume they'd all
starting
have SD
next month, we'll
slots.
Bring this capability to Windows Phone 7 customers. And if you don't have AT&T Uverse TV, but still want to watch hit shows like Mad Men and ESPN right on your smartphone, we're going to let you do that nationwide for any Windows phone for a low monthly fee.
That's interesting.
That's just one of the ways we're working with Microsoft.
You won't have to be a Uverse customer at home to use it on the phone.
Experience to more devices.
It's comparable, I would guess, to Verizon's VCast.
About one new capability for Uverse. In just a few days, Uverse will be available on Xbox 360. You can get the Uverse TV experience using your Xbox 360 as your Uverse receiver. And we're the first TV provider in the U.S. to offer this. So whether you're watching hit TV shows, exploring the universe of mobile applications, or taking your office on the road with Windows Phone 7 devices, you're going to get a breakthrough experience on three compelling new devices. At AT&T, our goal is to offer the broadest selection.
It sounds like Microsoft, with this phone, is focusing on entertainment. Of course, a very strong gaming platform with Xbox Live built in. And now AT&T is saying you'll also get your television, UVerse, on the phone as well. All three phones. This really is not a business-focused phone as Windows Mobile has been in previously. Let's see if he adds to the business focus here.
It's not just what you do, but how you do it. In, out, back to life. There's no way to kind of bring it out for you any better than to do a demonstration. And there's nobody better to show you Windows Phone 7
than Steve Jobs.
Than one of the key designers, Joe Belfiore from Microsoft. So sit back and enjoy while Joe gives you a little bit of a tour. Joe.
Thank you. Hello. I'm really thrilled to be here with you today and walk you through the final software experience for Windows Phone 7. And before I jump into a demo, I just wanted to mention, when we set out to change the design of Windows phones, we really asked ourselves two simple questions. And this goes back to what Steve's been talking about.
It's glad that they got Luke Wilson for this.
How can we build a phone that takes those everyday tasks and simplifies them and makes them possible to do with just as few taps as possible so they can be done quickly and easily? And how can we take all the power and capability that's been blossoming in web services and in applications and put
Adrian
those
Brody,
in a phone
actually, you're right.
in a way that makes them faster and simpler for people to deal with? So they get all that great power, but in a way that's very easy. And the way we answer that...
You're watching live coverage of the Microsoft Windows Phone 7 launch in New York City. I'm Leo Laporte. This live coverage, of course, brought to you by our friends at Slingbox. Check out the Slingbox at a Best Buy near you. Maybe you could go there and get a Windows mobile phone as well. And visit slingbox.com for more information.
And the idea of the hubs is
so he's now going to talk about the Metro interface that Microsoft introduced with the Zune HD.
Or like,
this hub-based interface,
or your people,
which is completely new
there, you get all
to phones.
The benefit of web services, third-party applications, and the content on your phone in a simple, integrated way.
I think Belfiore Quest is just a few clicks
Windows
away at this
gonna
point.
It's going to be a lot easier and faster for people to use. So with that, let me find my demo phone here. And I'm going to give you a quick walkthrough. Now, I just turned it off. What I'm going to do is show you a demo.
Which was probably a mistake.
What you'll see
okay,
up on
good.
The screen there is exactly what I do with my finger here. So you're seeing a projection of this phone. And our idea of smart design actually starts right there on the lock screen, where you'll notice down on the bottom of the lock screen, we put up your next calendar appointment. So if you just want to have a quick glance
That's nice.
At where you're supposed to go next, you pull your phone out, you turn it on, you can see your next appointment, and you're off and good to go. Now, when I pan this up to unlock it, you see the Windows Phone start experience. Down on the bottom there in hardware, you'll see we have three hardware buttons. These are consistent on all the phones. There's a back button, really simple, take you back to where you were, a start button that gets you to this experience, and a search button. More on that later. And
as let me take down that lower third so you can see it. This is very similar to the Android three buttons.
About all my experiences. It's
a back button, a home button, or they call it
it's
the start
me
button.
I have an unread text message. That was my last Facebook post backstage
and
ready
a search
to rock.
Button.
It's showing up on my phone and on all my friends' phones. You see my Xbox Live avatar down there. The pictures
There's no menu button as there is on an Android phone, however.
Pictures of my twins. The music and videos.
And that's not a surprise because there isn't a menuing system on this, as far as I know.
For making the phone really wonderfully yours, really deeply personal, is being able
it's
to
putting
put
Steve Ballmer's picture on it, I think.
Right up there on your start experience in a live tile. And these tiles are live because, as Steve updated his Facebook post, you can see he last said he's on the ground in New York City. If he posts pictures, I'll see them right there. I don't have to go in and out of a lot of applications.
I don't get a picture of Steve Ballmer looking at me on my Windows phone.
Right on the home screen. The home screen, start screen, is customizable, so AT&T phones will ship out of the box with some tiles for the UVerse experience and other AT&T value add. And then I can customize...
Is he Twitter, IMDb,
like,
which I guess is a bookmark,
or a web page, or
eBay,
applications that I'm using.
And Office, of
we
course.
We really mean for people to be able to do this in a very natural, straightforward way, so everyone will. It's not hard to customize. Let's take a real example here. I've been spending a bunch of time with Steve getting ready for this. Fortunately, after this demo is over, I'm going to get back to spending some more time on my personal life. So I'm going to touch Steve here and say goodbye to Steve by clicking the little unpin button. And down here
taking some real job risks here, Joe.
Big announce day. Don't screw it up, Joe. Thank you. I'll press and hold on her. And you see those tiles fade into the background. That's a nice, subtle way of telling the user, you can move this one around. So I'll pull her up here. I'm just going to drop her into that spot. And voila, now I have moved my wife back up towards the front and center of my start experience because I'm going to spend a little bit more time on my personal life now. Anyway, that's the start experience and how fast and easy it is to create an environment that really becomes deeply personal. It's about the people you care about, the tasks you want to do, and it's just one button click away always. Now, there's another great scenario which I think illustrates our idea of smart design. You saw up there I have twin daughters. They just turned 3. They're really fast-moving kids.
And someday they hope to see their father again.
Really can take great pictures. And taking great pictures means more than just image quality. We have that. But we wanted a great photo-taking experience. So imagine, I'm going to turn my phone off. Imagine it's in my pocket. Think of these 3-year-old girls running around doing some amusing thing. I do not have much time to get a good picture of them. Now watch how I do it on Windows Phone 7. I'll pull the phone out of my pocket, press the camera button. The phone wakes up immediately, gives me the camera, and voila, I snap and I've got my picture.
Immediately is a big deal. Most of these camera phones are very slow. It's interesting.
Now, I want you to watch this again because a subtle thing actually happened there. I'm going to take the picture. Now watch where the picture goes. Here I go. 1, 2, 3. Snap. Okay, did you see that? It moved over there to the left.
Uh-huh.
Another really common task in photo taking. If I got a great picture of my kids, I want to post it and share it with my friends.
So let's move
right
over to the left.
Camera,
there it is.
Just pan over.
Yeah, that's
choose
nice.
A picture, touch the picture, and I get a menu of options. I'm going to say.
And this is why you don't need a menu keys.
And with just a couple of taps,
menus are essentially available through
tap and hold. One of the things that we do is we really try to connect to these cloud services in an interesting way. Every picture
Bob 27, I take, you can get the video directly, I should say this to everybody,
upload the minute I take it
from Microsoft's press room site.
So I can get it, share it, or
you'd like to watch
PC.
This without the commentary, and I know that's often a complaint when we do this. We aren't just going to roll Microsoft's video because, of course, you can see that by yourself without our help.
Pictures of my kids. I can put this in film strip mode and sort of pan back and see all the pictures I've taken from the summer.
But if you want the snark, that's what we're here for.
This is real. I didn't set this up for a demo or anything. I was literally out with my family using my Windows phone, and I got.
And I do encourage you, if you're not listening, or if you're listening and watching and not in the chat room, to visit irc.twit.tv for even more snark.
Idea of smart design, where you can go from pocket to picture to post it on the web literally in just a few seconds. And that's the idea of really trying to rethink the design in a way that's about people and lets them get in, get out, and get back to their real meaningful lives. Okay, so let's talk about some more sort of intense and immersive tasks, like doing email. Here you see I have my Outlook tile, which has got a 2 on it, telling me I've got a couple of messages I haven't seen yet. So I'm going to pan in here. And in this particular case, I'm looking at email that's coming from an Exchange server. But one of the things we tried to do generally was make sure the phone worked for your work life as well as your personal life. So here I have Exchange email, and you can see I can pan through all these messages. The performance is good. I can pivot over and just see unread messages. I can pivot over and see messages that I flagged using the Outlook experience on my PC desktop. So there's a nice integration there for Outlook users. I can pan over and see.
I wonder if you have to
as you'd expect,
sync to do that, or
nice
if that pushes those flags.
Email experience. So here I have a mail from Steve.
My understanding that all of this happens over Wi-Fi, so presumably Outlook desktop will push
Steve's
these
picture,
somehow.
And you can see
probably the Exchange server,
slide deck that he wants me to take a look at and confirm that I've got it right with all the right animations. So one of the things that we tried to do, if you think about this continuum of experiences, is to enable
chat room saying the flags are pushed
as well as
via Exchange.
Play. And I want to give you a quick look at PowerPoint 2010 built for mobile. So here's a first slide. Now I'm going to pan over and watch the slide animations there. This is a PowerPoint 2010 document that was created on the desktop, which is rendering with excellent fidelity here on the phone. As I pan, you see the hardware-assisted animations. Graphics are rendered very smoothly. It looks terrific on the phone. In fact, because I'm projecting here, I really could be doing my slide presentation using my phone. And these capabilities are not just limited to sort of looking at content, but also editing as well. I can touch and bring up the app bar, which is consistent throughout the Windows Phone experience. I could choose to edit my slides. I could choose to go to the notes and maybe comment on the notes in here or change the notes. I could navigate through this slide deck by outline view. Now, I'm not going to do all those things, but the Office capabilities that are built in are unique and incredibly powerful in Windows Phone, and I'll come back to those in a little bit.
That's very sweet.
So
it's like full,
here
almost
I have. I've opened my email
a full
Steve.
PowerPoint
asked,
in
do
your
I have
phone.
The right slide deck? I want to show you another place where we've really tried to focus a lot of energy and where we think we are delivering an unparalleled experience and smart design, and that is text entry.
Well, this is
now,
key,
when you
of
think
course.
About text entry, this is the kind of technology problem that involves great hardware, terrific drivers, smart software, all working together in harmony, and it's a place that we've spent a lot of time and energy with our hardware partners.
Pat, they haven't explained yet if
so
how they do this video out or whether it'll be available to consumers.
And I'm not going to look at the results because
that'll
slow me down.
Given that PowerPoint's on here, I'd have to think you can.
I'm a little nervous. I've got wires hanging out at the side of the phone, so let me set your expectations there. So Steve says, is this the right slide deck? Yes, Steve,
whoa.
I think
whoa.
You have the right
wow.
deck there, period. Did
some
you
of the phones do indeed
like
have DLNA, so you could also use DLNA to project, of course.
And period. So let's see, how did I do? Yes, Steve, I think you have the
looks
right
like
deck.
The corrections are good.
Rare. Did you like the animations? Now, come
spell
on.
Check.
That was pretty good, don't you think? I was cranking away there, and Windows Phone just figured all that out. But actually, that's not the best part, because it would be unfair to think it would get 100%. Obviously, it's not getting 100%. So the question is, how do you do when someone makes a mistake?
Well, tinkering says, yeah, DLNA is hardware dependent.
Just like you're used to on the desktop, I can go back and see the red squigglies. I simply touch the word there.
There you go. Look at that. That's nice.
Whoops, that was a mistake. I mistouched the suggestion bar.
Oh, boy.
Shaky fingers.
It's okay. It's okay. Take a
so
breath.
So I'm going to do that again.
Take a breath,
I
Joe.
Can't remember what I typed. Something like Y-H-E-R-E for there. I'll go back and choose that.
Oh, yeah. He fixed that.
And you can
that
see this bar
clever.
Here gives me a bunch of words.
Because he wasn't getting there as a choice
really
with what he
and
typed.
It's easy for me to go back and choose the correct word.
That's nice,
and,
though.
And now to really get smart design, you got to think about, well, what if what the user typed was what they meant and you corrected to the wrong thing? Well, in that case, I
undo.
Can go back and touch the word and you see Y-H-E-R
undo.
Is still there. We remember what you typed, and if we made a mistake in correcting
that's
it,
nice.
We let you go back and fix it. That's what we really mean when we say smart design. It's about the phone understanding what you were trying to do and making those
apparently
simple,
species 8470 in our chat room
really
is a duck.
So having corrected my email, I'm just going to push the send button, and that's off to Steve. I've now sent my response, and we'll pretend I just typed real fast and clicked send.
Now, what they don't mention, of course, this is using Outlook with Exchange. I'm not sure what would happen if you used the Exchange interface to Gmail, let's say, whether flags would get pushed or not.
On their desktop,
we'll find out.
Was to make sure we offered Outlook integration on the phone that lived up to what the Outlook brand is about on the desktop. So let me scroll down here. You'll see I have an email from Steve, which is a meeting invitation to a post-event dinner. So I'm going to open this up, and you see here Steve is suggesting post-event dinner at TGI Fridays somewhere here in New York. Okay. You'll notice the address there is underlined. More on that in a second. That happened automatically. Steve just typed in the address.
There's, Microsoft has had, had the advantage of watching carefully what Apple's done for the last 3 years, what Android has done for the last year, and integrate many of those features in. And I think in some ways you're seeing a next-generation phone because of that. In some ways they've had an advantage being a little bit behind.
And jump in here to the calendar where you'll see in green these are my work appointments coming from Exchange, and in red, these are my personal appointments coming from Hotmail Calendar. Just like email, we work with lots of services.
Hotmail
Exchange,
Calendar.
Hotmail, Yahoo, Gmail, all those services.
It does work with Gmail. Okay.
And in this particular case, Steve is suggesting a dinner that conflicts with a conference call I have set up with our design team back in Redmond. So I need to decide, am I going to accept Steve's invitation or not? Well, now being able to see in the calendar gives me a little bit more context to know whether to say yes or no. And what I'm going to do is touch that meeting appointment. And there's even more things that we're trying to do to make this helpful for people. Just for a second, imagine this is a meeting I'm about to go to. And I'm going to my calendar because I'm running late. I can open the meeting up, and down there on the lower right, you see a button. I'll pull the app bar up so you can see it a little more clearly, the I'll be late button. With one touch, you can push I'll be late. And
I think I need that button particularly.
Either the meeting organizer or the meeting attendee. And it sends
the first phone with an I'll be late button.
You know
I think we they understand their audience.
But back to the scenario I was talking about. So Steve has sent me this invitation to a post-event dinner. I'm trying to decide whether or not to go. It's at TGI Fridays. You know, I don't want to have to go somewhere that I can't walk.
Really, TGI Fridays,
the weather
here
in New York's been beautiful. I want to see where this is. So he kindly put the address right in the meeting.
Yeah, they call that the Leo button.
The system automatically recognized the address, so I don't have to go through any cumbersome process to get that information into a distinct maps application somewhere. I can just touch it. I go right over here to the underlined thing, touch it, and the Bing Maps experience comes up with the address shown right there, and the little yellow diamond shows where I am.
Mm.
So, of course, I could zoom in, but what I want to do is use the service to help me make a decision about whether to go here or not. If I pull up the app bar, this is another way we consistently provide commands throughout the system.
It'll be interesting to see how much lock-in Microsoft...
I'm going to touch the directions button.
Provides to their own services. Of course, you got Bing Maps, which for most of us is fine, but if you wanted to use another mapping system, I wonder if you'd be able to. Probably not.
For this, you want to drive. That's the car in the upper right. And I could step through all the steps.
I think Microsoft is in an interesting position. In the past, lock-in to Microsoft services wouldn't be a big deal, but I think that nowadays you have to.
I have to drive to go here. Maybe I want to see what neighborhood.
Tip of the hat to other services, and perhaps offer that availability. Will they offer Google search in the browser, for instance?
And when I get in close enough, the map automatically switches into a satellite photograph view, so I can sort of get a sense for the area. And lo and behold,
you can imagine that the Bing division at Microsoft said, "Look, you got to feature Bing Maps. This is a chance for us to show ourselves off, and you know there are some really nice features like this feature in Bing Maps." That people don't know about because they use Google Maps. At the same time, customers may well not want to use Bing Maps.
So I can see that as well. What I'm going to do now is go... sorry, I'm going to go back here. And I want to find a different place so I can give Steve...
There's somebody besides TGIF.
A great way to do that.
You're in New York City, man.
...capabilities that are built into the phone. And we thought that... Using your mobile phone to find stuff in the
Do they have an Applebee's?
With a dedicated hardware button for search was a super important scenario.
Let's go to Chili's.
And so we've built a lot of work both in the phone and on the Bing backend to make these tasks really.
No, it's a good point. You don't have a choice on the iPhone, and that's exactly that's
Thai food.
Of course, one thing that people might be looking for.
And there comes the Bing page. You notice up there it says New York. It's already recognized my location. And that works via GPS, via Wi-Fi, lots of mechanisms to help get the location. I start typing, and the Bing backend is able to make suggestions based on the kinds of searches that people are doing in mobile. And, you know, searching for restaurants is a pretty common one, so it suggests Thai food. I'm going to pick that, and what we
notice
do
the microphone icon on there. It looks like they do have the voice search that Android has made so popular.
Give you a rich search experience that helps you make decisions about where to go in the real world and what kinds of things to do. So I've done a search for Thai food, and what you see up on the top, I get a little map result. I can zoom in on that to see where all these places are, or I get a rich list that shows me a whole lot of
Steve
Thai.
Steve Ballmer suggesting TGIF,
now,
and the designer says, "Can we have Thai instead?"
Because I wanted to learn about Thai food, or maybe decide whether a dish was what I wanted. So right here, this view.
I do see somebody's asking if there's an iPad competitor in the future. And I do see some features that make this look like it might be well suited to a pad. Microsoft has already said, Ballmer's already said that they will release slates based on Windows 7 before Christmas. But you have to think that in the design of this, they did consider a tablet.
A half mile away, 1.1
things like building in PowerPoint really kind of point in that direction, if you ask me.
Now, I might be inclined to go to this Krauer Thai, which is just a half mile away, but if I pan down the list, I can see, well, you know, it doesn't have that great of a rating, and Isle Thai has 4.5 stars. Let me touch Isle Thai.
Ratings from
Bing is giving me a bunch of information presented in a very consistent way to help me decide whether this is where I want to go. There's the phone number, so I can call and talk to them and ask them a question. I could navigate to their website, or right here.
Our chat room saying,
I've got the hours for the
Caustic Mango
so
saying in the chat room, heard from a little
Similarly,
birdie not till 2012.
I actually read some of the reviews that people have
for
posted
tablets based
to get
on
a sense for
WP7.
Whether I trust them and whether that's information I want to use to make my decision. So, having looked at all this, I'm now pretty convinced I have a better alternative. We should get local food here in New York, something we can't get in Seattle. So, down here on the app bar, I'm going to push the share button to share my search result with Steve. I could choose
again
to send
with
it
Hotmail. Why don't they call it live mail?
To send it to him via a text message.
It's interesting.
So I'm going to use the messaging experience. I'll start typing. There we recognize Steve, and you notice it's put the address.
Sometimes you
right
see this within Microsoft is this kind of confusion of branding.
Steve's phone. phone.
And while the company's pushing Live Mail as an alternative to Hotmail, I don't see Live Mail on there. I see Hotmail on there.
To the map and get directions without having to do a lot of manual work. And that, in our opinion, is an example of smart design.
I suspect you can, customize it, and Joe's using
that the user gets Bing to help them to make a decision, the map to help find where something is, and then all the communications capabilities of the
You're watching our live coverage of the Windows Phone 7 launch in New York City, live.
With Bing. We have a
Microsoft
answers. Where we'll give you
phone designer Joe Belfiore is demonstrating now.
Or movie time.
We do know that AT&T will have three phones starting November 8th, $200 each.
And so
an HTC, a Samsung, and was the third an LG phone?
Just talk to the phone. The audio is packaged up and sent to the server where our Tell Me service can analyze it using the cloud backend. If we have network connectivity
here, I could really do without
you'll
that.
You'll see Tell Me. Now imagine this is a big cloud service with tons of servers that's been analyzing people's phone calls.
Can't access Bing right
okay,
now.
Okay, so we're having a network connectivity problem.
Please try again later.
Trust me, and you all will get to try.
So they do have a search by voice.
The Tell Me service is very good at
using Tell Me.
I'm going to try it again. I'm feeling brave. Here we go. Alaska Flight 7.
Oh, he is brave.
As you know, it can be tricky when many of you have cell phones and Wi-Fi connections.
This reminds me of that movie where they were decoding the Enigma machine, right? Or no, War Games. Oh, there we go. That was a little slow, I have to say.
I trust that Tell Me back end. So I just speak a few words.
So they don't. So Hotmail's the service. They don't have a live mail service. Oh, that's interesting.
And I get back an instant answer. There's Alaska Flight 7, which
I thought live was replacing everything.
It's going to arrive in Seattle on time tonight at 9:40. Really common task. You have to go pick somebody up at the airport. You're heading to a flight. Just press and say it to your phone. Let your phone do the work for you. We think that's another great example of smart design. Okay, so that's smart design. You know, hopefully you get the idea of these design touches and ways that we wanted to make the phone really delightful in your use and help you get in, get out, and get back to your real life. And now I want to talk about the Windows Phone hubs, where we try to integrate all the aspects of the most common experiences. And I'm going to start with people. There are six Windows Phone hubs, and they center around common tasks. And the way they work is, imagine...
Aaron Brugge is saying, at least they didn't have to ask everybody to turn off their phones. Actually, I think they did before the event. They said, turn off all your devices.
I can see all people, or I can see what's new with my people. And in the people hub, we try to pull together all the people that you care about.
I noticed it when he turned on his phone, it said, I don't have a SIM card, so I think there may be some issue with this particular phone.
Automatically creating a speed dial for me. But it's better than just a speed dial.
He's friends with Harry Belafonte.
In fact, you saw on my start experience, I put my wife. So at any time, I can press start.
I bet she's happy about it.
I can go to my wife.
Being there.
Who we moved right here.
And honey, really, it's just for the demo.
Presses, I not only have speed
Oh, no picture. There you go. She's a golfer,
which
I guess.
You expect from a phone. But I also have speed wall posting. So I can go right here, touch right on wall if I want to post something on my wife's Facebook wall.
Call home, right on wall, send email.
What's new with this person.
That's interesting.
So
you can paste on somebody else's wall.
Consumption. You think about the way people are communicating today. They're communicating with things like phone.
Very
text,
tight integration.
Communicating through social networks.
With Facebook. It's interesting.
And you can see, here's what my wife has been posting on Facebook. Thanks for the kind sentiment there at the top. She's posted pictures.
He's actually not married.
Birthday.
This is all a fiction
she took
that
our
he's
kids
created.
To the local fair. We were excited when the Seattle Storm had a great year in the WNBA. You get the idea. It's a way to stay in touch with the people that I care most about and put them
I do not know what phone he's using. I would guess it would be the Samsung prototype. Type phone that
keeps track of these things for
Microsoft sent to
so
developers
always right there.
And to Paul.
Here's the list of all my people. That's the me tile up there where I can go update my own Facebook status. But as I pan down, you'll see I have lots and lots of people.
He
and
looks even more
do,
like Adrian Brody in his Facebook
much all
picture.
Have photos. And the reason why that's true, we take your contacts from all the services you connect to. You just sign in once at the beginning. Sign into Windows Live once. Sign into Facebook once. Sign into Yahoo once. And we link all of these contacts together automatically. So when I open one, in fact, I forgot to point this out. When I open my wife, you'll notice up on top there, it says this is her information coming from both.
I'm sure Christina is very glad to be opened on stage today.
So it's really easy for me to get at all that content in one place. And as you saw in my wife, I can get the what's new information for all my
She's really regretting saying
together.
She would do
so
this
if I
today.
Have a few spare moments while I'm standing in line somewhere, I can jump into the People Hub and see what everybody is posting on Windows Live or Facebook or other social networks that connect through Windows Live. That's the People Hub. The
hasn't mentioned Twitter yet.
It brings together everything.
I do know there's Twitter integration.
Next up, let's talk about pictures. We think Windows phones are going to be absolutely amazing devices for taking pictures and for dealing with pictures. And you saw some of that, but I want to show you the Pictures Hub. Because these phone devices have such gorgeous screens and are so handy, we wanted to make it a great way for you to consume pictures on your own on your phone or to use your phone as a device to show other people pictures. So when I go into the Pictures Hub, you see those are my twins, and that background was automatically selected for me. I didn't have to do any work. The phone helped in that customization. As I pan over, you can see some of the pictures I've taken recently and other pictures that I've favorited in my experience. And on the far right, again, here's the What's New feed, but in this case, it's focused on all of my friends' activity with photos.
Friend.
Anytime my friends take photos and post them on Windows Live or Facebook or any connected network on Windows Live, they automatically show up here in the feed.
So I have one place
to go to browse through my friends' activity as it relates to photos. And that ability to browse photos in the cloud isn't limited to just what your friends do. A very real scenario for me is I'll see someone and they say, how are the twins? You got any pictures? Well, on my phone, I have the pictures I've taken. I have folders that I've synced from my PC, but the phone automatically also shows me all of my albums on Facebook and Windows Live. So here you see a Barcelona
Facebook and Windows
album
Live.
On Windows
what
Live.
About
down here
other
is
services?
My family photo album on Facebook. I can simply touch. I'll turn the phone sideways.
This is where we'll see how much lock-in Microsoft has decided to build into this phone.
Kids. Don't you love this? Just what you were hoping to see. There we go.
Flickr integration would be nice. He did mention Yahoo.
Network,
so.
I can pan up and add a comment. I can see other people's comments. I can really make that photo experience of my own photos with
I believe somebody's asking, B-Tree's asking if there are rounded corners at all. And I believe there was a decision not to use rounded corners
on, Facebook, literally like
on the Metro interface.
I did nothing.
That's my memory of that.
I came to the Pictures Hub after signing in once on Facebook. They were just there.
Rounded corners are an Apple thing, right?
Let me talk a little bit about Office. I mentioned earlier that we have Office built in, and I showed you the PowerPoint experience. But I want to show you that we have a whole hub dedicated to Microsoft Office Mobile and these business scenarios. When I go into the Office Hub, the first thing you see is the OneNote area, because we think note-taking on a phone is a scenario we want to really handle in a very good way. I'll come back to that in just a second. If I pan over, you'll see here is my Word, Excel, PowerPoint documents.
My initial reaction to the UI is it is a little busy.
Over again, this is the
functionality is interesting, but I have to say it is a busy interface. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of tiles, a lot of different, as you see here, font sizes.
From SharePoint onto my phone, and if I pan over, I have links to these SharePoint servers so I can go in and browse the server contents and open documents and do real, honest-to-goodness business productivity collaboration with other people at work. I'm going to pan back over here to OneNote, and I want to show you the OneNote experience and a thing that we're trying to do to make sure this whole value add is not limited to the phone. When I go into OneNote, here's my to-do list. If I'm gonna edit it, I can touch on here, I can type, I can add a voice note, I can take a picture. But what I want to show you over here is that the experience is not just limited to the phone, but translates to the PC as well. This is just a screenshot in the interest of time, but you'll see if I navigate to windowsphone.com and sign in with my Windows Live ID, I'll see a picture of my own phone. If my phone's lost, I can click a thing on the web to go find it and cause it to ring or wipe its data. The photos that I've been taking will be available there, and right there is the OneNote notebook. And if I push that, I get a OneNote view depending on whether I have the full OneNote application installed or not. If I don't, I have the free OneNote web companion that's available and will work on any PC. And if I have the full version of OneNote, I can use that. And the contents sync between
the
my
Windows
phone
site.
And the PC through the cloud. So my notes
it says sign in to find a lost phone and more on Windows Live.
Is most convenient for me. And that's just built in and free. Everybody who buys a Windows phone gets that capability to have their notes sync to the cloud and be available on any PC. That's the Office Hub. Just a couple more. Next up, I'm going to jump into music and videos. When I go into the Music and Videos Hub, there are a couple of things that are really interesting that are happening here. On the left, I have access to my Zune library. I could browse through music, videos, and so on. But we wanted to do this in a way that really helped people get to their music and videos with as few clicks as possible. So right next to that, we have a history of the music and video you've been listening to or watching. So I've recently been playing the Black Eyed Peas a lot. You know how this goes with music. You get into an album, you get into a band, you get into a playlist.
This is the Zune interface. And you know, you can really see the antecedents in the Windows Phone interface with Zune.
Another really key scenario is you want to
not just the Metro, but
and as an example here, I have some video podcasts and audio podcasts I subscribe to. I'm a fan of the TED Talks. And when new TED Talks come out and are posted, they get synced onto my phone. A tile shows up in news.
Wi-Fi sync is huge.
I can just click to jump right in there and watch or listen to my TED Talks. But the other thing about this is that this experience is not limited to content that you might get or use with Zune. We have an open third-party application platform with great ways for applications to integrate right in. And here's an example of third-party applications plugging into the Music and Video Hub. So here I've got YouTube, I've got a lyrics app, and I've got two streaming music applications,
iHeartRadio
and Slacker. And those applications are able to add tiles here as well. So when I am listening to a radio station on one of those,
there is in fact a Twit app.
Just go touch the tile right there in history.
I'm not sure where it would show up, but
how the Music and Video Hub integrates.
I presume it would show up somewhere like that.
But what our partners build into the phone as well. And then there's a scenario that I really like. You know, I can go in here and browse through my own music catalog, which, you know, if you look here, you see it's not really that big. I've got some artists, I've got some albums. But what's better, because the phone is connected and because of a feature called Zune Pass, I can use the phone to play just about any music.
It is, it is the Zune phone, isn't it?
I'm going to search button while I'm in music. And these guys in the crew were telling me about this band, Phoenix, who's a French band and apparently had their music get played during a episode of Entourage. I guess people heard it, and now Phoenix is trending. I want to be sort of keeping with the trend. So I can type Phoenix in here, and you see the search result. I can touch.
You're watching breaking news coverage.
Phoenix's artist page
of the Windows Phone 7 launch live in New York City.
And just hit the play button.
Brought to you by Slingbox. Anytime you come across a breaking news item in tech, follow it right here at live.twit.tv. We will bring it to you.
I don't have to authorize. I can pretty much listen to whatever I want. My phone is like...
Use Slingbox to watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home. To learn more, check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or at slingbox.com/twit.
It's a killer experience. I'm really having a great deal of fun with this as a feature of my phone, in the car, with friends. I feel like I can kind of stay up to date with what's happening in music. So that's music. Now, I mentioned that these third-party applications can integrate into the Music and Video Hub, and this is probably a good time.
The Twit Windows Phone 7 app appears both in the Music Hub, say under Slacker there, as well as a live tile on the home screen. Thank you.
I want to give you a look at some of the thousands of applications that people are developing right now. We have really terrific development tools, Visual Studio, Expression Blend, the Silverlight Runtime, and literally hundreds of thousands of developers have downloaded these free tools and are working on Windows Phone applications right now. So I've opened the eBay application. You see here, it automatically signed me in. It tells me I have an item up for sale and that sale
in Canada, Bell and TELUS will carry these phones, HTC and the LG Optimus.
What I've been watching, what I have selling, shows me messages. It shows me what searches I have saved. I recently did a
search. T-Mobile has also announced they will be carrying an HTC
And that search
device.
Saved. Unfortunately, I could not find any Kinect devices just yet.
So and they say available mid-November, so it sounds like
the eBay application here is using
the launch partner for this phone will be AT&T, but shortly thereafter, T-Mobile will get involved. It is GSM only for the time being.
As Steve said, we want the phone experience to be always delightful.
Although they did say that next year, Verizon and Sprint would have Windows Phone 7s.
We're trying to make it easy for end users, but also for developers. So that's the eBay application. Now I'm going to jump in. I'll show you one more, two more examples.
Rogers will also have a device in Canada, I'm being told.
Choose IMDb. I'm a big movie fan. I like going to the movies. I like renting DVDs, this whole thing. And so I'm personally super excited to have IMDb on Windows Phone, and I've been using this a lot. When I go into IMDb, again, the user experience should feel
familiar. This is a launch app.
Like experience. There's what's happening today. Here's top news.
I don't think any of the other phones feature IMDb, although I use it all the time. It's interesting.
And what I'm going to do here is choose.
This may be due to a lack of Netflix, although Netflix is going to be available on the T-Mobile phone. T-Mobile is responding to AT&T's inclusion of UVerse, a subscription fee version of UVerse for the phone.
So it's just one touch away to find out information about the movie. If I want to read more, as you know, IMDb has a very rich database, lots of great stuff, images, trailers. I can pan over and browse the work of the people in the cast. I can explore reviews. I can look at trivia and so on. So that's yet another application example, IMDb. And the third application I want to show you is the one that Ralph talked about a little bit earlier, AT&T UVerse Mobile. One of the main ideas that we've had in Windows Phone is enabling our partners to do meaningful...
Dell will also offer phones. I'm not sure who Dell will be selling through, however. Not apparently AT&T.
We like to talk about elegant coexistence so that the user gets a natural
T-Mobile will be doing an HTC device called the HD7.
The AT&T
very much like an Evo. It'll be a 4.3-inch screen with a kickstand.
I can type in and do a search.
4.3-inch screen, so it's bigger even than the 4-inch screen that they're offering at AT&T.
I'll scroll down there. You get a sense of that. My girls are starting to get
information. T-Mobile will include Netflix. And T-Mobile TV, which will offer on-demand content from ABC, Fox, and PBS.
I can see more shows that are like this. I can download and just start watching that show, so I have something to hand my twins and help them.
And like all of these phones, they're all running Qualcomm's gigahertz Snapdragon processor. A variety of storage options from 8 to 16 gigabytes. I think probably all of them have SD cards, although I haven't seen that. They'll all have 5-megapixel cameras in the back. Some have cameras on the front.
Make these things much more useful. Last up, I know you're all interested in our gaming story. So The last hub I'm going to show you is the Games Hub. Windows Phone will be the only phone that gives access to games that work with Xbox Live. So whether you're a console user,
the Dell device, the Venue Pro will also be a T-Mobile device.
That's more fun. We think Windows Phone is going to really deliver on that. When I come into the Games Hub, you'll see I've got 2 invites to play a backgammon game with somebody. We wanted multiplayer gaming to be natural, front and center, because that's what Xbox Live is about. It's about connecting people and helping them enjoy their experiences with each other. So I could accept one of these game invites and start playing a game. Or I could go to the collection view where I'd see all of the games that I have on the phone. You can see here I've got a couple installed and a couple that are being promoted to me from the service. The Spotlight gives me news and information about Xbox Live, new releases, places to get tips, and so on. And over here, this is really sort of the main Xbox Live part of the panorama, the place where I can see my gamer score, I can see what achievements I've earned, or see my avatar. One of the things that we've tried to do here is make that experience as rich, complete, and delightful as we can, not just for those serious Xbox Live users, but for everyone. And one of the cool things about the Xbox Live experience is the avatar. I just touched the avatar, and I'm now running an application called Xbox Live Extras that lets me do rich things with my achievements and my gamer score. So there's my avatar. And actually, my sister has gotten on Xbox Live. She's not a hardcore gamer, but let me tell you, she loves playing with her avatar, and she's 40, so it's not like I'm talking about a young sister. I can go in here and change
oh,
my...
Oh, boy. Okay, he's no, really cheesing off his family.
Don't
here.
Tell her I said that. So what I'm going to do is go here and change my style. This is what my sister likes to do. So I can go in here and choose different shirts. I can choose different hats. I'm going to choose to accessorize. I might go in
it's
here...
It's a good thing this guy ain't going hearing. Home for a few
so
months.
Let's see what my choices are. A simple hoop sounds like a good thing. I'll choose that. There's my avatar with an earring. I'll say okay. And one of the really nice things about avatars is it makes the gaming experience more fun. You can earn prizes. So here's an example. I played enough to earn the MTV Video Music Awards Moon Man, which I have to admit I'm pretty proud to have earned. Not as proud as he is. I mean, he really seems to like this thing. I'm not going to try to imitate that. I'm happy I have an alter ego to handle the dancing on my behalf. You get the idea. The experience is fun. It helps connect people to their phones.
And a little product placement from MTV.
And it helps connect them to each other. These kinds of things are publicly visible for your friends to see as well. So it's a way of making the whole community experience part of what's great about the phone. I know you're going to be curious.
Like Microsoft has not given up on its attempt to win over young folks, as the Kin was such a flop. But
I'm going to switch phones because some of these games have a startup time that I don't want to spend in the demo. The first one I'm going to show you
looks like mini HDMI. He's plugging in a simple cable into the side of the phone. I would guess that's a mini HDMI cable.
The idea of Elo Milo is to get these two characters, Elo and Milo, to meet. So the game's going to finish loading up here. It's going to zoom in. These games were developed using XNA, which is a development framework that works both on the Xbox and on the phone. And this game actually was under development for the Xbox when the developers decided, wait a minute, this would be great as a phone game. So I'm going to start navigating away here, moving Elo around. And you see how this is
Elo
real 3D.
As in
if I tilt the
Lilo?
Phone, the accelerometer enables me to look around the world. And on the first level, that doesn't really matter that much. But later on, Elo and Milo go all over the place. I'm going to push this button to swing over here to Milo. And we'll get him moving.
AKA Stitch.
And when they meet, there's a little happy moment. And they spin around. And you can get a sense for the performance characteristics. These phones are going to be amazing game machines. And with games developed that are happening on the Xbox platform as well, we think people have a terrific experience. This game, Elo Milo, will be available exclusively on AT&T phones this holiday.
AT&T only.
Xbox console a little later
only.
As well. So
that's interesting.
Elo Milo.
This is really a strong competitive advantage for Microsoft here is Xbox Live.
I personally am excited to play because I had played it a few years ago and now I will have it on my phone. But before I show it to you, I want to make an announcement, which is that we're proud to say today that we will have EA available at launch as one of our Windows Phone gaming partners. EA is bringing a suite of titles to the phone, and the one that I'm going to show you first is The Sims for Windows Phone.
All right.
So this is just finishing up loading here. You're all familiar with The Sims franchise, where you have little people, and they live in little homes. So there's my little Joe character.
Looks like a pretty full version of this.
And I can make him walk around and go into different rooms. I can change features of the house I'm in. I can use the phone's capability to do things like pinch zoom and pan around. You notice there, my fridge is flashing because I think it's going to break and the game wants me to repair it. It says it's a cheap fridge, so I'm going to have little Joe go over there and fix it. And since this is an Xbox Live, okay, there we go. My Sim is not in the mood for that. I have not been taking good care of him, so now he's going to annoy me. Yes, I get it. Thank you. One of the cool things about this, because it's an Xbox Live game, is you can earn achievements and increase your gamer score and share that with your friends as you go about your gaming experience. So,
looks like pretty good resolution,
demo.
And these are 800 by 480.
A while, but I really wanted to show you all the richness and capability.
Looks pretty playable, I have to say.
The phone really personal and about me. Before I leave, I do want to add a little bit of information about one additional feature. Our phones support an update mechanism, so we can get software updates out to people and continue to improve the experience over time. And one of the things that's nice in the way we've worked with our hardware partners is that all the phones will get the updates. And I wanted to
this is in response to Android, of course.
Feedback from a lot of people
and the staggered updates.
Preview. There's a feature we're going to bring onto the phones in early 2011, copy and paste.
Yeah.
This is a feature that we initially did not put into our development schedule because we focused instead on things like automatic touching of phone numbers and touching of addresses. But we're hearing from our customers, we're going to get this feature in. So everyone who buys a Windows phone this holiday will be able to get an update with copy and paste in early 2011.
So this is a direct response to the criticism of the lack of copy and paste in the shipping phones. Remember, it took Apple 3 years to get copy and paste. It sounds like Microsoft's going to be able to do that much more quickly.
I hope you'll agree that Joe's got a lot of enthusiasm. But I hope you'll also agree that what we really have done here is a different kind of phone. I want to have just a little bit more context on that from the people who are building the hardware. Because when you say the Windows phone, you're really talking about a range of amazingly beautiful devices from a range of folks. So let's hear from them before we wrap up. Roll the video, please.
Qualcomm's really excited about Windows Phone 7 because it's based off our Snapdragon hardware. And it's exciting because...
So this is
really
the... We're not going to let you on the stage, but if you want to make a short video, we'll think about putting it in at the end.
Great software and great hardware. Windows Phone 7 is going to be a way for Microsoft to put a stake in the ground and say, we are here.
AT&T will have three phones November 8th. They will be $200 each. One phone will have a sliding physical keyboard. There will be a large screen, 4-inch screen from HTC. And Samsung will offer an AMOLED screen. T-Mobile has at least two phones coming out, they say, mid-October. One from Dell and one from HTC. The HTC phone will... is it the HTC phone or the Dell phone will have the largest screen? Yeah, the HTC's HD7, it's called, will have the largest screen of any of the Windows smartphones, a 4.3-inch screen.
It's a significant milestone for Microsoft and HTC, and we are very excited about that. We are expecting that Windows Phone 7 would make tremendous contribution.
Not a lot of details from Steve Ballmer on about launching. Maybe we'll see that worldwide. But we have heard that Rogers and Telus and Bell will all have Windows Phone 7 in Canada, presumably fairly quickly.
Relationship with Microsoft, inspiring.
Their hardware partners, of course, include all of the major hardware phone manufacturers, Samsung, except for Nokia, Samsung and Sony Ericsson, Samsung, LG. Seeing LG's CEO there, HTC, even Dell. Dell will be making a phone that will appear on the T-Mobile network. Dell View.
Of a close partnership with Microsoft, we are proud to offer.
Apple won't be involved, nor will BlackBerry.
Windows Phone 7. Samsung will deliver optimal entertainment experiences for life in motion. We are excited to be a part of this event. And we look forward to helping consumers do more with their phones. We believe Windows Phone 7 will be a game changer for Microsoft in the mobile space.
Both T-Mobile and AT&T will put video on their phones.
A different kind of phone.
T-Mobile will be offering its own T-Mobile
to try to be always
video service.
Wonderfully personal.
They call it T-Mobile TV. AT&T will offer UVerse on their phones.
And back to life.
So, and there's the slogan, always delightful, wonderfully mine, in, out, and back to life.
And certainly, we would encourage all of you to get your hands starting November 8th here in the United States on a Windows phone, because at the end of the day, there's nothing quite like the delightful experience and the personal experience of being hands-on. Thanks to all our partners. Thanks to all of you today. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You've been watching live coverage of Microsoft's Windows Phone 7 launch. CEO of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, CEO of AT&T, Ralph De La Vega, and Microsoft Vice President and Designer Joe Belfiore demonstrating Windows Phone 7. November 8th is the day that it'll appear on AT&T. There'll be three different phones on AT&T, including a hardware slider keyboard phone from, I think that was LG. HTC is going to offer a 4-inch screen. Samsung offering an AMOLED screen. All of those, $200 available November 8th on AT&T. T-Mobile has said on its Facebook page, mid-October, for two phones, an HTC phone, the HD7, which is a very big screen, a 4.3-inch screen, really kind of a Sprint Evo-style phone. They also make the Sprint Evo. And the Dell View will be available also from T-Mobile. I don't see a price from T-Mobile, but I have to think $200 is kind of the benchmark price for all of these phones. And as always, when you say $200, you probably should include plus two-year contract. What phone are you going to get? It's interesting. There's quite a variety of choices. That's, of course, in response to Google and the Android phone. The user interface really is based on the HD Zune, the Zune HD, the Metro kind of crossbar interface, the tiles, the sliding. And, in fact, the Zune experience is very similar when you get into playing back music on this phone. It's very similar to a Zune HD. This coverage brought to you by our friends at Slingbox. Thank you very much, Slingbox. Manufacturers of... Let me just pull this up. Always delightful, wonderfully mine. The manufacturers of the fabulous Slingbox device that lets you watch TV anywhere you are, as long as you can get on the internet on almost any portable device. No word yet of a Windows Phone device, but certainly iPhone, iPod Touch via Wi-Fi, Blackberries, Android phones as well, laptops like the Windows laptops and the Mac laptops. All you have to do is go to Best Buy, buy a Slingbox, plug it into your TV system, plug it into your internet, and now wherever you go, you can watch the big game. There are going to be some big games coming up soon, some really big games coming up soon. You don't want to miss them, right? You could be at DMV watching the World Series. Pre-recorded shows from your DVR, even live news, live events, right from your TV system via the Slingbox and the internet. It's really a remarkable device. Anybody who has a Slingbox will tell you this is just a must-have. You won't even know you need it until you have it, and then you realize, how did I live without it? You can check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit the Slingbox website, slingbox.com/twit, and we thank them for bringing us live coverage. Now, I'm going to stay on for a few more minutes because we did ask Paul Thurrott to call in. He was at the event today, and I'd like to get his opinion. I'm sure he's very excited about the Xbox Live integration, but we knew about that. In fact, really no surprises, only a couple. We've got a date, official date, although we expected it to be November 8th. That is now the official date. We've seen the handsets now in action. We also did learn from Microsoft that copy and paste will be available via a pushed update on all phones early in 2011. That's kind of a response, kind of preemptory response to criticism that there isn't copy and paste in this first edition of Windows Phone. It's also a little bit of a slap to Google, which has had trouble getting all of its handsets updated to the latest version of Android. The carriers and the phone manufacturers have been slow to push updates. There are still plenty of Google phones that do not have the latest version of Android. I think my impression of what Steve was saying was that we're going to push these updates. We've made sure that all the handsets will be up to date at the same time. So Microsoft's responding to this kind of big problem, I think, of fragmentation on the Android marketplace by saying, no, we control this. This is an open source, and we're going to make sure they all get updated. And copy and paste will be one of the first things you will see. Wasn't sure exactly how they were putting out video, but it did look like he was able to, when Joe was demonstrating the gaming, able to unplug a cable and plug it right into the side of another phone. My guess would be that that is something that's common now in a number of phones, mini HDMI port. If that's true and you have full video out of the phone, that's significant. A lot of the phones will also have DLNA, which will give you wireless video out of the phones. But if you can get HDMI out of most of these phones, I think that's significant. They did show Microsoft Office, including a PowerPoint, kind of a mini PowerPoint that allows you to do slideshows from the phone. That would really be facilitated by the ability to get video out of the phone. I think that would be fairly important. Doesn't look like, I have to say, on first glance, and I'll ask Paul about this, doesn't look like the interface is highly customizable. In other words, the look and feel is, I think, what you get. I don't know if there are themes. You can customize the tiles, but it does look like that particular interface is the interface, just as it is in the Zune HD. Some will love it, some will not. It struck me as a little bit busy. I'll have to use it to see, but there's a lot going on that phone. And I think that was partly what Microsoft was going for. They wanted to have a phone that showed you from the moment you turned it on exactly what was going on in your life around you. You notice the opening screen, very clean with a big picture and your next calendar appointment and date and time. You slide that and you'll go right to the tiled interface. Highly customizable tiled interface, including tiles from Facebook. They did not show Twitter, but I do know Twitter is a launch partner, so Twitter will be there as well. They showed integration with Microsoft's Exchange servers. They did say that it will also integrate with Gmail. Yahoo, they mentioned. Of course, Hotmail, their own mail service. So I don't think you'll have to have a corporate Exchange server to use the features of the calendaring sync. All of the sync email sync. All of the services, it looked like, and I believe this is the case, were Wi-Fi syncing. So that's good news. You don't have to connect it up to a computer for syncing. You can change the color themes. Tech Escape is telling me you can change the color themes. So we'll have to take a look about that. Let's see what that looks like. There are two themes for the background, according to Jimmy in our chat room. Black and white and 8 color themes for the tiles, green, red, or yellow. The rest is customized by tiles and apps. So the question that seems to be one of the questions everybody's asking is, will I buy one? I don't know why you care, but yes, of course I will buy one. I'm currently a T-Mobile and AT&T customer. I think I'll have to take a look. I really like the large screen, and I'd be very interested to see what T-Mobile comes up with. I can pop the SIM out of my Nexus One as a T-Mobile user and pop it into a Windows mobile phone. I think that's probably what I'll do, but some of those AT&T phones look good. I will be very interested to see November 8th if people have any problems, especially in San Francisco, where AT&T is just a nightmare on the iPhone. If similar problems crop up with Windows Phone 7, if they don't, then I think that'll be proof positive that the problem does not lie with AT&T, but in fact with the design of the iPhone. Some have said that. Others have said, no, the problem is that Apple iPhone users use so much data that in areas where they're heavily concentrated, the networks just die, and that seems fairly plausible as well. We'll know when Windows Phone 7 comes out. I don't know how widely adopted it'll be in the San Francisco Bay Area, but that'll be a good test of whether the problem is AT&T or Apple. Maybe I'll have to get an AT&T phone just to test that, right? They did not mention Flash. Somebody's asking in the chat room whether Flash would be included, and I do not know the answer. Perhaps the chat room does know that answer. Flash is not great, I have to say, on portable platforms. Android 2.2 has Flash 10.1, and it's almost unusable. With a gigahertz processor on a mobile platform with constrained resources, Flash is not a very good idea. Aztec Man is telling me that Flash will not be available initially in Windows 7 phone. I don't see that as a problem. They did show IE, Internet Explorer, as the browser. I don't know if you'll have a choice of browsers. In fact, a question that somewhat remains open is how locked into Windows services will you be? They showed Bing Maps. I'm sure it'll be Bing Search in IE. Whether you'll be able to change that to Google Maps and Google Search, unknown. This is a tough one for Microsoft. On the one hand, they'd love to show off services that people probably don't know as much about as they ought to, Bing Maps being one of them. It's really a very good map service, but it's not widely used. And you could use Windows Mobile 7 as a chance to promote that, Windows Phone 7. On the other hand, a lot of users want the choice. So it's a tough one for Microsoft. Do we lock people into our services hoping they'll discover and like them? Or do we give them the choice that customers are getting with, not with the iPhone, but with the Android phones? Remember that this is a response not just to Apple, but also to Google. Microsoft's lost half of its market share in the last year in the smartphone market worldwide. Of course, worldwide, Nokia is number one with 41% of the smartphone market, totally dominant. But Nokia's share has been dropping rapidly. And with new smartphones from BlackBerry, Windows Mobile, Windows Phones, I'm going to get used to calling it Windows Phone 7, Apple and Android, they're really, Nokia's getting their lunch eaten. It is a horse race, but it's hard to say who the leaders are right now. I think it's pretty clearly Apple and Google with the iPhone and the Android phones. But this is a pretty credible response from Microsoft, something they needed to do. They started from scratch, completely redesigned the phone, and you've seen it now, the Windows Mobile phone. What do you think? I'm going to give Paul Thurrott a little bit more time before we leave. Maybe I can show that Windows Mobile phone video one more time that we showed that really does a good job, I think, of demonstrating the features of the Windows Phone 7. Another question, and I think a very good question, is do you have to use Windows to use a Windows Phone 7? I noticed that they did mention web-based versions of things like OneNote. If you log into the Windows Phone site, most of what you do, you could do over the web. I would guess that you will not need to use a PC at all, but we'll have to see. It would be my guess that you could use any computer as long as you have Wi-Fi, because most of the syncing is happening over Wi-Fi. So I think Microsoft dodges that, frankly, by offering Wi-Fi sync. Oh, yeah, the Twit. I should show the Twit app because this is actually pretty exciting. Dimitri's done such a great job, and he's made a really excellent video of the Twit application. This is a beta version of the application. From Dimitri, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Dimitri Lialin, wp.lialin.com. We're very excited about being able to offer you this on the launch of Windows. I know a number of you in the chat room. It's Lilin. Thank you very much. Jersey Shore is one of the beta testers. I know a number of you are beta testers of this. This is going to be a really great launch application that everyone should have. Well, actually, their answer is my question. You can change the theme to from black to white. Tell us in Canada, we'll have the HT7 Surround and the LG Optimus 7. Bell will have the LG Optimus Quantum, and Rogers will have the Samsung Focus. Thank you, DStu99. So Canada will get some good choices in Windows Phone 7. Not sure what date that will be. I don't know if you can make the text bigger. Some of that text is pretty small. It did not look like you could really change that. But again, we'll have to dig into the phone when it comes out. And I'll make sure I do have one in my hands November 8th so we can talk about it. Australia, according to our chat room, SHN in the chat room, will get four models on launch. The HTC Mozart, the Samsung Omnia 7, and the LG Optimus 7, and the HTC Trophy. Telstra is a carrier. Vodafone will be carrying it in other countries. I don't know if they'll be carrying it in Australia. Thank you, SHN. Gordon Gecko is asking, doesn't it all come down to the App Store? Well, certainly the App Store is going to be important. I don't think the App Store is as important as people talk about. I mean, the App Store was an innovation Apple created that really did put the iPhone on the map. And, of course, Apple with 250,000 apps takes great advantage of that. But I don't think apps really, if as long as the key apps are available to you, the apps most people want are available to you, I don't think apps are that important. And I have to say, on this phone, so much is done by the OS. It doesn't feel like an app-centric phone, not in the same way the iPhone is. And the iPhone, the OS really takes a back seat. All the functionality of the iPhone is provided by apps, all of it. And this phone doesn't look that way, I have to say. It feels as if the operating system is going to do 90% of what you want to do. And of course, Microsoft is, you know, working hard to get developers to develop for the phone. They recognize that people do want apps. But my initial sense of this phone, and again, I'll have to, you know, this is all based on demos, but I'll have to try it. But my initial sense of the phone is there won't be the pressure to put apps on it that there is on something like an iPhone or even an Android phone, because so much functionality is provided by the OS. According to NeoWin, thank you, Jimmy, for that link, Windows Phone 7 will launch with 2,000 apps. That's considerably more than WebOS launched with on the Palm Pre, and maybe even more than Android launched with. But it is way behind at this point, the 250,000 apps on the iPhone and the 100,000 apps on the Android phone. But 2,000 apps, if they're the right apps, might be enough. Looks like the T-Mobile launch will be October 21st. So November 8th for the AT&T launch. Launch events worldwide, UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain, October 21st. So they will actually get the phones earlier in the UK and in much of Europe. They'll get them October 21st. I'm not sure if it's mid-October or mid-November for T-Mobile. It must be mid-November. AT&T is going to have the initial launch in the U.S. on the 8th. But that's interesting. October 21st for much of Europe. Who's the target phone for Windows Phone 7? the target audience for Windows Phone 7? Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure what I would say in answer to that. It's not the business market, the traditional market for Microsoft, and Windows Mobile has really been strong in the business market. It really, they're aiming after, I think, the consumer market, and that's partly because the market has changed. For a long time, many people's phones in business were bought by the company. They were company phones, and so BlackBerry and Microsoft did well going after corporate business because they could go to a corporation and say, use these phones, customize these phones. Increasingly, and this is what we were told by when we interviewed a Microsoft developer on Windows Weekly, increasingly people buy their own phones. They choose their own phones and bring them to the company. So it makes sense for Microsoft to refocus its efforts on the consumer market. And I think with the Zune Marketplace built into there and the Zune Pass built into there, they're absolutely going after the younger audience that the Kin was designed to go after. The Kin was, of course, a big flop, canceled after only 3 months. Maybe one of the reasons you're not seeing a phone on Verizon, although Verizon and Sprint, they said, will be getting phones in 2011. So there will be a CDMA version of this phone. This is about as close to a Zune phone, I think, as you can get. It really has the Zune HD interface. It has the Zune Pass built in. I mean, I don't think you could get any closer to a Zune phone than this. We're seeing some of the new Windows Phone ads now are coming out. I'll show you one right now if you want to see some of these ads. This is a new Windows Phone ad that is starting to leak out now.
When I look out my window,
I guess this is for Europe.
Many sights to see.
Just what you want. A lot of people looking at the phone.
So strange. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch.
Great choice of music, though.
Must be the season of the witch.
Aha! This is the response. Get in and get out and get on with your life. That's exactly what Microsoft has been pushing. That's very interesting. So all those people looking at other people's phones, not Windows Phone 7, only Microsoft would do an ad with everybody using somebody else's phone. But I think a very interesting response. This is how Microsoft's pitching it, and this is aimed at a real-world audience. Always delightful, wonderfully mine is the slogan that they're using, but they're also saying, get in, get out, get on with your life, which I think is very interesting. Dell will do a Windows Mobile phone, Windows Phone 7. Dell will do a Windows Phone 7 device that will be available on T-Mobile. It's called the Venue Pro 4.1-inch AMOLED screen. Slide-out QWERTY keyboard. It's one of those that slides down. AT&T also has one like that. And like all of the Windows Phone 7 phones we've seen so far, gigahertz Qualcomm Snapdragon processor, 5-megapixel camera. Nobody talked about battery life today. Dell is saying they will have 7 hours talk time. 7 hours talk time for their Venue Pro. That's a significant amount of talk time. And T-Mobile saying mid-November for that phone, and they will also offer a phone from HTC that'll have a very big screen, a 4.3-inch screen. Here is a longer demo of Windows Phone 7, if I can play this for you right now. Some of the phones will indeed have chat roulette cameras. I'm sorry, front-facing cameras. You're seeing the tiled interface that really is the most notable difference immediately out of the box. And the Metro scrollings, both side and up-down scrolling. Metro is what Microsoft calls this, you know, T user interface, or I guess it's a plus user interface. It's funny, it's both, it's simultaneously highly customizable and completely uncustomizable. You're in many ways stuck with that tiled interface, whether you like it or not, but you can customize the tiles to your heart's content. Let me see. Steve Ballmer was apparently on the Today Show this morning. And let me see if I can find the video of that demonstrating a phone. First thing he did before he went to the phone launch. I have a goofy picture of him. He showed the Samsung Cetus. That's a terrible name. The LG C900 and the HTC Mondrian. So let me see if I can find that video. Sure like to show that. Yeah, here we go. It's on MSNBC. As long as I'm violating copyright, I might as well just go for it, right? We'll credit the Today Show and NBC for this video.
Credit card rewards are always good.
And we won't show their ad. Whatever you do, don't click on the video because it'll take you to the Bank of America site. Cetus equals a whale. Yeah, that's not a really good choice of name for a phone. It's big. A lot of capacity. We're waiting for Paul Theriot to call in. He did say he might be able to. He didn't promise. Might be able to call in after the press conference. Here's Steve Ballmer on
now at 8:20
with
Microsoft's latest attempt to make a splash in the cell phone market. This morning, the software giant is unveiling its brand new Windows Phone 7. Here to do the honors, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer and Senior Product Manager Greg Sullivan. Guys, good morning. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you.
Fair to say, I hate to start on a bad note, but fair to say that the smartphone category, the cell phone category, has been your company's Achilles heel over the last many years. True?
Over the last year or two, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, why? Why has it been so hard to compete with the likes of Apple and BlackBerry?
Well, I don't know. But right now, we're pushing forward. And that's the key, is to push forward and to do things a little bit differently than the other guys.
The company has a huge stake in what you're introducing today. On a personal note, so do you, Steve. There was a report issued in September. Your bonus last year was not what it could have been. And they went right out and said one of the reasons was problems in the cell phone area. Have you fixed it?
Oh, look at these beautiful new Windows phones.
You're looking
phones.
At me going,
the
you had to bring that up, right?
Great. Yeah.
All right, talk to me about this. Why is it different?
Well, what we've really do is tried to make it really about you. Wonderfully yours,
intuitive,
as we say. Intuitive, but your life. You go to the start screen, and right there on the screen, your friends, what's new with them, what's going on, should be right there. Wonderfully yours, always consistent, all the way through the experience, whether you're in Xbox, whether you're in your own contacts, or whether you're just checking in on a friend.
I want to mention that you have different companies making different versions of this phone that will be available. Why'd you go that route?
Well, we think that if you really want to have the phone be individual, people have different needs. Some people will want keyboards. Some people will want very thin and light. Some people want more music, sound, different kinds of cameras.
That was the positioning they focused on the AT&T phones.
You show me the start page. So, in other words, if you go to the phone or whatever, you hit a hub, and that is kind of sets up everything in that category right in front of you.
That's right. So if I want to see all my pictures, I can browse through what I've taken, what's been posted to me on Twitter and Facebook, whatever the case may be.
It seems the litmus test these days, Steve, and Greg, you can chime in here, is it sexy as the iPhone? I mean, that's what people want to know. Is it as sexy? Is it going to create the buzz? You smile every time I mention that word, but it is what people consider to be the standard.
No, that's right. That's right. I mean, a lot of good things out there, and yet I think when people look at the Windows phone, they'll say, this is a different kind of phone. This phone is about me. This phone is delightful.
You continue to say
and wonderful.
That the PC, not the phone, but the PC is still the most incredible smart device on the planet. But are we fast approaching a time where people do all of their computing, all their computing needs can be met with one of these phones?
Well, I just think people are going to have a different set of needs when they want to be productive, when they want to be on the go, when they want to sit back and watch the Today Show. And we're going to have some kind of computer help us with all of those, phone, PC, TV.
You're buttering me up. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
You said recently in an interview that you're enthusiastic about the environment and the economy, that it's going to recover.
All right, we're going to cut away now because that's all they talk about for the rest of the interview. That's Today's Show this morning, Matt Lauer, who is obviously, I'm going to guess, an iPhone user. I could be wrong on that. grilling Steve Ballmer and some guy from Microsoft sitting next to him playing with his phone. I don't know if he even got a word in edgewise there. I think we're done. I don't know if we're going to hear from Paul Thurrott. Perhaps they're doing a Q&A after the event, and Paul's doing his job gathering the news. We'll certainly be talking about more about the Windows Phone 7. Paul knows more than anybody. He wrote the book, literally, Windows Phone 7. Secrets, which is coming out in just a few weeks. And this Thursday, Paul will be on Windows Weekly, and we will talk with him more about Windows Phone and give you a lot more coverage. We do want to thank our friends at Slingbox for making this possible. Watch your favorite TV shows when you are away from home. With Slingbox, it's so easy to use. You just hook it up to your TV, and that includes your satellite, your cable, your DVR, your DVD, whatever you've got in your home theater system. And then you hook the Slingbox up to the internet. Now you're done. Wherever you go, you can watch your home TV system. The big game, local news, even items on your DVR. You can even program your DVR from your portable device. The iPhone, the iPod Touch via Wi-Fi, a BlackBerry, even your Mac or Windows PC or laptop. Here's how it works. Go to Best Buy, get a Slingbox, bring it home, hook it up to your TV and your internet, and you're done. It's that simple. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit for more information. We thank Slingbox for making it possible to bring you all of this great information. Whenever there's breaking news, I hope you will tune in because we're really thrilled to be able to do this, and we want to do it more and more, even if I have to get up at 6:30 in the morning to bring it to you. Leo Laporte here. Thanks for joining us for this Twit special. Microsoft Windows Phone 7 launch. Once again, November 8th, we'll see three phones from AT&T. Mid-month, we'll see two phones from T-Mobile. Sprint and Verizon will have phones later, perhaps 2011. But what's interesting is these phones will launch worldwide even a little bit sooner in October, in just a few weeks, maybe even a week from now, I think it is. In the UK, in France, in Australia, and even in Canada. So a worldwide launch for Windows Phone 7 from Microsoft. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you next time on Twit Live.